It is great having you along here today on America Weekend. It's a holiday weekend. I hope you're taking some time to just, you know, do things you don't normally do, like relax, walk around in your fluffy jammies and have a cup of coffee or two, maybe a glass of wine, anything you want to do. It's, you know, it's your holiday, so enjoy yourself. And I'm happy to be keeping you company. I'm Valerie Smaldone here on America Weekend. So with the election behind us a few weeks and people still polarized in this country, we are seeing a lot of very nasty acts. We're seeing violent acts. We're seeing friends still breaking apart and arguing with each other rather than coming together. A lot of people are saying, I'm leaving the United States. We're going to go. I've heard all different countries, Canada, different countries in Europe. But now there's actually an article on CNN.com about the world's best cities for expats. So if you're considering leaving, let's go through this together. And what was interesting, as you probably know, at the night of the election, the Canadian immigration website crashed because people were panicking and saying, where am I going to go? I'll go north. But interestingly enough, earlier this year, Vienna, where you can get a terrific cup of coffee and a strudel, by the way, was named the world's best for expats in 2016. The Austrian capital ranked in the top spot for overall quality of life. There was actually a study made of foreign workers' overseas lifestyles. So for the seventh year in a row, it beat out major international capitals, and they're all over the world, including New York, London, Paris, Hong Kong, and Dubai. And those, none of them made it anywhere near the top 20. So let's go through this. Behind Vienna, a number of other Western European cities, including Zurich, that's in Switzerland, of course, and Munich, Germany, in fourth place. So there's a lot of European dominance in this survey. The top five, rounded out by New Zealand's biggest city, Auckland, and Vancouver, the lovely city of Vancouver on the west coast of Canada. Over in Asia, Singapore is Asia's highest ranking city. That's taking 26th place. Dubai, they hit 75. And Africa, the only two destinations to make even the top 100 are Cape Town at 92 and Johannesburg at 95. So this study, this research study, went through 440 cities evaluating things like standards of safety, health, schools, recreation, environment, public services, and consumer goods. It's a New York-based company, and they said when they were starting to look at this, all this data that they were compiling, that the financial issues in Europe had really failed to cause a dent in the continent's dominance of this year's list. There's a lot of instability going on there. And but it seems to be the place to go if you want to leave the U.S. So going to Europe and hitting those different cities certainly is something to consider. In the sixth place is the German city of Dusseldorf, followed by Frankfurt, Geneva at 8, Copenhagen in 9th, and Sydney, Australia, making 10th. If you're wondering about the U.S., San Francisco is the highest-ranking U.S. city at number 28, followed by Boston at 34, Honolulu, Hawaii, 35, Chicago at 43, and New York at 45. So those are the U.S. cities that made the list. Paris is coming in at 37, and London at 39. So all of these things are really something to take into consideration if you are thinking about, well, I don't know if I want to live here anymore, or maybe there's more opportunity elsewhere, or I'm just bored living here for whatever reason. Maybe this is something that you would like to follow. So I thought this was a very interesting survey and an interesting article on CNN.com, the best cities for Americans to move to. And number one, once again, is the beautiful city of Vienna. Has an amazing architecture and music, as well as the coffee and the strudel. And the strudel, by the way, is my all-time favorite dessert, if it's done right. And the Germans and the Austrians, wow, they do an amazing strudel job. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend. America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Chris Carey Hollicks, Thunder Bay, Ontario, Canada. It's all beautiful in Ontario. Doesn't matter where you go, you're always going to see gorgeous sights.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Canada Chris, best rider.
I would have to say the North Shore around Lake Superior. You come into some of the corners and you see the lake out over the highway and whatnot. It just looks awesome.
Stopovers.
It's all beautiful in Ontario. In Thunder Bay, Otter Hotel, Crocodiles. The other bar, The Office is the other one, yes. On Deck, that's a big sports bar, yeah.
Best in country.
Any one of the poker runs we're doing in the Thunder Bay area because it takes us through some beautiful country. Whether you're out looking over the Sleeping Giant or out in the farmlands and whatnot. So yeah, it's just the poker runs that we do. It's just anything local around the city of Thunder Bay.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Can you turn your passion into a thriving business? Susan Greg Koger did.
In high school, she discovered a love for vintage fashions. She spent her weekend shopping thrift stores. There was just one problem.
She couldn't resist great finds. Even if they weren't her size, she would snap them up.
By the time she got to college, her clothes and accessories filled her dorm room. That's when she got her big idea. Why not set up a store online?
With her boyfriend Eric, who is now her husband, they started ModCloth to sell one-of-a-kind fashions.
Now ModCloth is a thriving business with nearly 300 employees. What's Susan's secret?
Aggregation. Bring items together under one roof for your big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.